a simpler time. Here comes my baby. It's 1959. Tailpins pick me up. Chevrolet, he come from down there, Monterey. Windows down, Elvis loud. Small towns, back roads, cover ground. We gonna ride 500 miles with Ray Charles singing the mess around. Don't care nothing about a rich life. I got my baby, I got my baby, I got my baby, and that's alright. Dot sundress, sewing machine. My handsome honey was a young marine. Side table jukebox, Saturday night. Big hunk of love, you know I only have eyes for you. Don't care nothing about a rich life. I got my baby. I got my baby, and that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, that's alright. Smoking palm Mac the knife, chapel of the bells, neon lights. Don't care nothing about a rich life. I got my baby, I got my baby, I got my baby, and that's alright. Simpler time, here comes my baby. It's 1959. Tail fiends pick me up, Chevrolet. Baby, take me all the way. Don't care nothing about a rich life. I got my baby, I got my baby, I got my baby. That's all right.
It's Robin Robinson this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated. Uncle
Nick. Podcasting live from the recent past in the Arctic. The Arctic weather, that is the city of Reno. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. This week we got, Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, and we also got the music and stories from Robin Robinson.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, it's been a few weeks, man.
Oh my God.
A little rusty.
Damn. Yeah, it was pretty rad. And we had a terrible storm over the weekend. There was a full over a foot of snow up here, and then today it's mostly gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the roads are fine. I mean, my foot of snow outside, like right now, is like 6 inches. Like it was so much worse just yesterday.
Yeah, it just snowed like, 2 days straight, right?
Yep.
Sunday.
Pretty cool. I was driving around McCarran at 9 o'clock on Saturday night, and I thought I was like actually scared. The roads weren't super bad, but it was blowing blizzard snow, and you couldn't see anything.
Oh, whiteout conditions, yeah.
And I could only see, like, the headlights in front of me, and I was scared that, like, I couldn't tell where the edge of the road was.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty creepy.
And then some people were stuck on 80 in their cars for hours.
Oh, yeah,
they
had to
go up and, I don't know how they did it, but rescue them.
That's wild, man. God. Can you imagine? Ugh.
Crazy. Well, we all knew it was coming. What are you doing up there?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know how it is when you feel invincible.
And yeah,
we just like when you have that feeling, and then
God. Like, but I mean, stay home and drop acid. Don't try to go over the pass. You know, if you're feeling invincible.
Yeah. Try some.
Some a little more reasonable.
Some a little more indoors when it's that cold out. You guys, come on. You don't really have to go. I mean, that's the whole point. It's like you're going to go and you're not going to be able to go because you're going to be stuck. You're not going wherever you were headed.
And if they couldn't have rescued them and then they run out of gas or you know, your little kid needs his medicine or whatever. I mean, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's true. Very true.
Oh, and speaking of needing medicine, we missed 2 solid weeks because I had the flu.
Ooh, influenza.
And it was bad enough that I went to the doctor and the doctor said, it tested me and was like, you have influenza type A. So I had the A one, you guys.
Considering the other stuff you could have had, you know, like COVID.
But when I had COVID back when it first came out, like before we had a vaccine or anything, that lasted a day and then I was tired for 2 weeks. This was like the fever for 5 days. It was so awful. And then I was better enough to go to work last Monday, but I barely made it through work and had to come home and just crash. So it was hard. And I only went to work because I felt like I had to. I would have loved to stay home another day.
Well, we kind of lucked out the second week because the band couldn't make it either.
And it was because they were sick too, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I think so. I think they were sick.
Somebody was sick.
So it's tis the season, you guys.
Since you were sick.
This is what happens in the winter. We all get sick.
Yeah, we took
and
a couple weeks off.
We build our immunity.
Yes. Yeah.
It my is body a now, builder.
My body now knows what the flu looks like. So,
it's good to be back.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is Women's March, and we have Robin Robinson here.
Robin!
A woman.
And you seem real like Northern Nevada-centric, right?
I'm not from here, but I've been here for
a while.
I've
only heard 2 of your songs, and they both had a lot of stuff about Northern Nevada.
Yeah.
I think you can be from here after you've lived here, 30 years?
Yeah. I was born in Sacramento. Yeah. I don't like to tell people that.
No, there's some anti-California people. But, you know, that makes us silver and gold.
Okay, so if we met more like, 96, 97, something like that?
Maybe before that.
Maybe 95?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
95, 96 got to be about right there in the Blue Lamp days.
Yeah.
And then last year, Robin signed up and played a set at Mary Anarchy. That was really beautiful. You had a dancer come in did like 3 different dances during your set. And it was really cool to watch, but we didn't get to catch up because I'm always so busy doing whatever with everybody. And, you know, so I thought, well, let's kick off Women's March with Robin.
I'm very honored to be here. I don't play out very much. I'm a living room player. So I'm very honored to be here.
Well, like I said, your set was beautiful then. And I always remembered you playing at the open mics back in the day with us at the Blue Lamps and stuff. And I was thinking about it today and I'm like, 2 songs that already stick out in my head. There might be more, you know, if I hear it tonight, but I remember Angelina and I remember Schumann. Are we going to get either one of those today?
We're not going to get either one of those. I don't do any of the old ones.
All right.
But that's really cool that you remember.
I remember that.
Yeah. That's really cool.
because Angelina was pretty, and then the the Schumann's was funny and true. Because, you know, we're like, oh, when was this? Like last week? That this all went down? The story of Schumann? Yeah.
That's funny, though, but... I used to play then, and then I spent a lot of years you know,
Corner Bar. I got three. Corner Bar.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you down at the Corner Bar?
I don't think so. Well, maybe.
I think you wrote it about the Blue Lamp.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember the old school ones. But I went through a period of just laying on the couch. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Mm. I suck. And then I got out of that.
Good.
Because you can play songs. You don't have to be like Eric Clapton.
Right. We're not in L.A. Clearly. This is Reno. You can just be yourself.
And even if you are in L.A., you can still play simple songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people like them. They need them. They need something just like simple.
Yeah, simple and kind of raw is good. And I mean, like, some of my favorite people were simple, like, well, Wesley Willis with his Casio, or like Daniel Johnson. When his live show, he just plays guitar, and he's not a very good guitar player, but he's this brilliant songwriter, and he's not the best singer in the world either. But like Bob Dylan, was actually probably much better at guitar than Daniel Johnson.
I guess he's not playing guitar now, just piano.
Oh, Bob Dylan?
Yeah. I mean, he played at one thing, but in his concerts and he's on tour, no guitar.
Oh, far out.
Just piano.
Very cool.
Because I think it probably hurts his hands. I don't know.
Who? Have you ever seen Bob Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well,
a lot of times.
Lots and lots of times?
I got to sit really close to him once, like about as far as we are.
Oh, far out.
At the Hilton.
Very cool.
Yeah. Hey, I've seen Elvis.
No way.
I saw Elvis. In Vegas?
No, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh.
I'm going to date myself here.
What year?
You were a child.
The year before he died.
Oh, my God. So like 76?
76 or 7. And we had just moved to North Carolina. Nobody wanted to go with me and my family. So my dad took me to the matinee by myself. And he picked me up. And I saw Elvis at the matinee. But the thing I remember most about Elvis, and it was a matinee, like I said, but the Southern ladies had their big old hair like Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
And during the whole concert, they let the ladies line up along the edge of the auditorium and put presents on the stage, and then they'd walk down the other side. So Elvis got like stuffed animals, cakes. I mean, just stuff. There was like a pile, a mountain of presents for Elvis. I remember that more than, isn't that terrible? I remember that more than the music.
Well, yeah, do you remember any, a little kid, right? Yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't a little kid. I was like 15 or 16.
And do you remember any of the songs or any of the things that he played or anything about him performing at all?
No.
Shit. I mean, do you remember him like being sweaty or anything?
Yeah, because he was already heavy and he died a few months later.
Right, right. Oh, wow. And he was trying to lose weight.
Yeah, But I remember his stage presence. But I remember the love of his fans.
Yeah, you can feel that. I went to a Paul McCartney show recently and I mean, that's got to be similar to that vibe. Like, there was so much mad love for that fella. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was, you know, you feel it in the air.
Yeah.
It's really trippy.
Plus, when you're, you know, 15 or 16, I mean, I wouldn't go to a concert by myself now if I was 16.
Let
my kid go.
I would hope your parents would be like, fuck no.
Exactly.
I'll go with you.
I asked my dad to go. They didn't want to.
Who else have you seen that's really famous?
Oh.
So now we got Bob Dylan checked up, Elvis.
Miles Davis, Bowie.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, how was Bowie?
I got to see Bowie once.
Where was Bowie at?
I think it was at the Cow Palace.
And was it like Modern Love era? Or...
Is that the one where he had the dancers?
I don't know.
He had like a...
It was the one where he was like in Duran Duran kind of suits.
Yeah, silver suits. And we did have a place to stand really close to the stage, but everybody was taller than me and I couldn't breathe. So my date, I said, if I stay here, I'm going to be on the ground. So we had to go back to our seats. I've seen a lot of concerts.
That's so cool. I think we have too, huh, Rick?
Yeah, fair amount. But I just see like the same kind of band. I see the same bands over and over again. Like, I've seen The Cure a bunch of times, and I've seen The Mummies a bunch of times.
I've seen Iggy Pop.
I've seen Iggy Pop one time, and he crowd surfed on me.
Nice.
And my hand held up that leathery skin.
Nice.
And it's softer than it looks.
He's beautiful. He's just
beautiful. I agree, but I mean, it's, yeah.
And more power to
him. He's softer than he looks. And God bless him, yeah.
I got to see him once with the Queens of the Stone Age when they were together.
Yeah. I like that work that they did together.
Yeah. What else? Let's see. So, like, at the Blue Lamp, who are some of the acts you remember from that era that you liked?
Well, Gunshot Liquor, of course.
Yeah. Favorite of the show. We played some of their music before.
Blue Green.
I don't remember them.
Do you remember who it was or what they did?
No.
Anything about it?
No. Isn't that terrible?
Were you like Cosmic Brain Cells, any of that stuff?
Not so much. I mean, I did go. I've never been a person that really goes out much. I go home. It's just like Burning Man. I like watch it from the video screen, but I think it's the coolest thing ever. But I don't want to deal with the crowd and the suffering of the environment.
Oh, man.
So I just turn it on the computer and have a soda. And
last year's was crazy. Did you watch that?
Yeah, the Mud Fest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Entrapment.
Chris Rock's trying to escape.
Yeah.
Like walking out for miles and miles.
It's a harsh environment.
Oh, yeah. I've done a bunch of Burning Mans, too. And, yeah, I don't blame you.
It's the coolest.
It's a lot of work to have fun out there.
But, I mean, it really suits some people. And I guess I'm at the place where I just have to know who I am and what I need. You know, I don't need to go there.
Yeah.
But I dig it and I support it.
And it's just nowadays, too, it's so expensive that I could go to Hawaii for the same price. So fuck that. I'm not going to Burning Man. You know what I mean? Like, I could just save up the same amount and go to somewhere I've never been, you know, in the world.
Everything's so expensive right now.
So bad. But not everything, because, like, getting a brand new flat screen TV is, like, the same price as going to the grocery store. Like, some things have gotten cheaper, like electronics, and other things are just like 1,000 times more expensive than they were.
Like butter.
Right. and bacon.
Yeah. I notice everybody has a cell phone. I mean, almost everybody. And they're on them all the time, including myself.
So true.
Yeah, you seem like nature and anti-computers, but.
Oh, I love to read. I'm always reading something. Yeah, and I just use my phone, but
yeah,
I do like nature a lot. Some of the times it's, you know, you can draw back on some experience you had in nature, but I don't ski or anything.
No, or camping?
Not too much. I mean, yeah. I have done it, but if you asked me to go camping now, I'd be like, how about a day hike? Yeah. And then we go home.
Would you consider, like, motorhome camping if somebody's like, hey, we're taking motorhome somewhere?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I like my creature comforts.
Yeah. I need my house with me when we go. Do you want to do another song for us, Robin?
I'd love to do another song. Do you want to do Virginia City?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
My favorite place in the world.
Really?
Yes.
So you know how when you go to Virginia City, you're kind of looking for a ghost?
Yes.
You could go ghost hunting. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of my imaginary. What was it?
I said you don't have to hunt too hard up there.
Right. And it's not just Virginia City, but it's kind of got inspired from that. And it's called Love Him So Bad. So it's about like an imaginary love relationship. I was a lady in red at the Mizpah Hotel. He wore a hot gunslinger. We were no gentlemen. We were a swirling dust devil on the Comstock load. Love that's bigger and badder than an ichthyosaur.
wash old Zephyr raging through a silver state sky. Read all about it, territorial enterprise. He got black fire opal in his eyes and lines on his face like a bristlecone pine. I keep my laudanum in a black velvet bag. He cheats at poker from time to time. We've been to Unionville, Goldfield, and Rhyolite. Love him so bad, just won't cry. We were four whiskeys deep at the Pioneer Saloon. It was five card stud and the bar was full. I tapped him on the shoulder to tell Azamos that a blaze of face cards don't outrank a flush. I keep my laudanum in a black velvet bag. He cheats at poker from time to time. We've been to Unionville, Goldfield, and Rhyolite. Love him so bad, just won't die. We stepped outside to the dark, dirty street. That car dealer had a Smith and Wesson Model 3. Now there's a hot wind blowing green perfume sage, and we gone 6 feet under at the Boot Hill Cemetery. We gone 6 feet under at the Boot Hill Cemetery. I keep my laudanum in a black velvet bag. He cheats at poker from time to time. We've been to Unionville, Goldfield, and Rhyolite. Love him so bad, just won't die. I was a lady in red at the Mizpah Hotel. He wore a hot gun slinger. He was no gentleman. He got black fire opal in his eyes. I love him so bad, just won't cry. He got black fire opal in his eyes. I love him so bad, just won't die.
Damn, that was the most Nevada song that was ever written. The song Home Needs Nevada is not as Nevada as that song was. I mean, shit, that had everything. Yeah. Dude, when you kept saying Mizpah Hotel, were you thinking of like Mizpah Downtown Reno or Mizpah Tonopah?
Tonopah.
Fuck yeah.
I do my research. Rick.
Everything. I was just like, man, she's hitting all the, she's hitting this, she's hitting that. Oh, rad.
Google. Google is my friend.
Damn, good job.
Thank you.
That was so Nevada.
Thank you. Thank you.
How cool, Robin.
Thank you.
Well, it's super nice to have you on the show. And on the show, we have a tradition with our virgins who have not been on before. And we play a little game called The Worst Little Quiz. Would you like to play?
Okay.
All right. Rick, give me that music, please.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. It's time again for the worst little quiz. And me and Rick are going to ask Robin some questions. And she's informed us that we can swing for the fences. So, and you will just get a general score to see where you rank amongst all the other contestants who played probably 400 or 500 times on the show. Here we go. First question from me is, what was the first big concert you went to?
The first one.
The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's
that is
bad.
A high scoring
Damn.
Answer. cool. Very, very cool. So okay. That must have been before, what was it that you went to when you were 15? Elvis.
Oh, yeah, way before. I mean, at least a couple years before.
Right on.
So there, it was in San Diego.
Very cool.
Big trays of pot, rolling pot.
Doobie Brothers in San Diego. Hell yeah.
It was cool.
Rick?
What is the first album you bought with your own money?
Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, John. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's
see. I love all the little pictures that, you know, the has all the lyrics, and each song has a little artwork.
That's rad.
It's very cool.
And back in the day, kids, when you bought records, you would go home and play the record and stare at every inch of the artwork on the inside and outside.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some things like opened up and like had like this huge art inside.
Yeah.
Some of my earliest memories are looking at the Bee Gees movie version of Sgt. Pepper's.
Oh, yeah.
And it folds out. I had to buy one because it's not available anywhere because everybody thinks it sucks. And in some ways it does. But those pictures, as soon as I opened it up, I'm like, oh, my God, I remember being a tiny child.
You
and
have
just
that?
Staring at these for hours.
Wow.
And reading the lyrics. I mean, I've always loved that.
So great. And you can still do that on the internet, but nobody looks at album artwork like we used to.
And Rick, I used to go to, I went to that Sgt. Pepper's Bee Gees movie about
fucking
10 times at the theaters.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that was my first introduction to the Beatles. That's how I heard those songs first.
Alice Cooper and Aerosmith scared me. At the time.
Yeah, well, and didn't Steve Martin scare you a little bit too?
Yeah, he was pretty scary.
For real.
That was a scary song.
Terrible movie. Great music, though. I think they did a good job with that. And I think, what's his name?
Burns?
No, George Martin. It did help work on all of those, too.
Oh, okay.
That's why they sound so good.
Aha. Peter Frampton, who is everyone's pulling for him for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Him, Foreigner. And you never really hear artists say, you know who's a big influence on me? Foreigner. You never hear that. Or you really, I mean, maybe more in England you probably do hear that. And same with Peter Frampton.
What's the writer's name in Foreigner? Mick somebody.
Mick Jones?
I think it is
Mick Jones. And because
awesome.
I remember there's Mick Jones in The Clash and there was a Mick Jones in Foreigner. And you're like.
He's a very talented man.
We always went with The Clash.
You guys can tell I'm a little bit older than you.
A little bit? A
little bit.
Not much. Okay, Nick, next question.
Oh, okay. All right, celebrity road trip question. You're going across the country with any celebrity. Who's a celebrity and what car are you guys driving?
My celebrity. Well, what if I say his
right
name?
Right into the mic.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to like out anybody. Prairie Prince from the Tubes. I rode from here to San Francisco with him and a friend.
And wait, no, this is so
that really
to be,
happened.
This
it
is
really
to be
happened.
A fantasy of what celebrity and what car would you choose?
Which,
the fact that you had an actual one,
yeah, what
is
car
so
were you
rad.
In?
What car
I don't
did you
remember.
Drive? Damn.
But okay. If I could ride with anybody,
yeah, living or dead.
Well, of course it would be Bob Dylan.
Oh, nice.
But I had a dream about him. So that's good.
And what car would you and Bob take?
I don't know, but we were in the back seat.
Well, you got to name a car. Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
We can move
There's
on.
There's no rules.
It would have to be something with, like, a Cadillac. You know, something really
big
and pimpy.
Nice.
Not bad.
Yeah. Cadillac
but remember,
with Bob Dylan, that's good.
The answer to Beat was G.G. Allin, Mystery Machine.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's decent. You scored decently.
I don't even know what G.G. Allin is.
You don't need
that's
to.
Good.
It's awful.
But I wouldn't mind being with the Ramones in a GTO either.
Oh, that's not bad.
GTO, that's a good.
A Gran Turismo Omeligata.
Nice. I did not know that's what it stood for.
Google, man. I'm telling you.
All right, Rick, you got one?
Oh, what is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted?
Getting caught. I got caught shoplifting when I was in junior high school.
What did I think
just,
we all did.
Just I was with my friend, and we had on these pants that had these really big legs, and that was the style. And I don't know, we put some shirts in there and got in hella trouble.
Was it just like a shirt, like just it didn't say something, or there's nothing?
Well, we just, whatever piece of clothing, we just, like, put it in the sock.
What store was it from?
Something in the mall, because I used to go to the mall.
Was it like the mall here?
No, it was in it was in Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I heard that even, oh gosh, what's the actress name? Katharine Hepburn used to rob the neighbor's house, so, you know.
Katharine Hepburn?
Katharine Hepburn.
Wow, I would never believe
did
that.
Did some burglaries.
Katharine Hepburn. Doing burglaries.
Honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, she was getting in some trouble.
You just never know, and you can't judge a book by its cover, exactly. And you should never put people on pedestals, because, and don't go looking to meet your celebrity heroes. But if it happens, hopefully it's cool. That's what I would say.
Because it might be. But
it might be cool, but
very often.
Yeah. Often it's not that way.
So I met John Waters on the phone, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
He seems like he'd have a really good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, and Rick knew so much about him. He was very flattered, you could tell, and he was like, let's keep talking.
Did he direct Rock and Roll High School?
No.
Nope.
He directed
I mean,
Hairspray?
And Crybaby, both of those were like high school type movies.
Crybaby. Roger Corman. Directed Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Roger Corman directed everything because he just like churned out movies like nothing. Many people learned their skills working with Roger Corman.
But nobody has a mustache like your Roger.
John Waters.
John Waters, I mean. John Waters.
Really, it's John Waters and Clark Gable and Little Richard, and that's it. Nobody else has that mustache. And those other guys
pencil,
are dead.
Is that called a pencil mustache?
Yeah, pencil thin. Pencil thin mustache, I think.
Who do you
think
wore it best, Rick?
Oh, John for sure. Although, man, Little Richard, my God. And Clark Gable, I always just thought was weird looking. Which is funny that, like, standing next to John Waters, I think that Clark Gable is the weird looking one.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Right times.
I think Little Richard was gorgeous.
Oh, heck yeah. Dude, and like nailing on that piano and screaming his head off. My God. Just throw your panties on the stage, you know?
Hey, Robin, who would you fist fight?
Oh,
in all of history.
I'm not a fighter.
But you could get away with it. Punched him in the face.
Nah.
She's passing on that question.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
because
I'm a pacifist.
It's okay.
I'd rather just, I mean, I could sting them with something I might say, and that'd be good enough for me. Yeah.
Would you?
But I wouldn't hit anybody. No. I don't like that.
No hitting.
No hitting.
Okay. The Fight Club question was a bad choice. You go, Rick.
What is your most memorable story from middle school?
Oh, I was just thinking about this the other day. So I was in, we called it junior high in California.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always nerdy because, you know, my mom dressed me in some really weird like pantsuits and haircuts and stuff. But one time all the cool girls at school made a huge circle around me and they were just laughing at me. And I was crying so bad I would not skip class. I mean, I would now, but I didn't then. And I just went to the math teacher's class and just cried the whole time. And she kept asking me what was wrong, and I couldn't tell her. Yeah, and that girl, her name was Sandy Wilson.
And she was one of the leaders of
the
evil popular
she
people.
She instigated the whole thing. She had the corduroy pants and the wallaby shoes and the really pokey eye teeth. But I have compassion for her.
Do we know what she went on to be or do?
No. No.
You didn't keep up with your bullies?
No. Because I didn't continue to live there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry to make you go through that again.
No, it's okay.
Rick.
Sorry. That was rad, though. I mean not rad.
No, that was
I mean,
a great
that's
answer.
A terrible, that's terrible. That sounds like a story that would give you PTSD.
But you got a lot of points for that answer. So that's good.
Well, yeah, things like that happen. They happen all the time. People getting bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she ain't the one sitting here on the worst little podcast.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
So right. It
she's
all
probably
comes
on some crappy podcast.
In the wash.
You know?
Yeah, some like handheld tape recorder podcast.
She's probably locked in her cell by now.
But, yeah. Podcasting live from prison.
Sociopath's Corner.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do one more, a couple more long forms, and then we'll get into the rapid fire. Okay, here's one from Cadillac Kim, who couldn't be with us today. Our top lady over here. We're taking two animals and we're splicing them together to create this new creature. What are the two animals and what are the proportions? Like, where's the head, and is it as big as this animal, or is it small like that other animal it's mixed with, or you know?
Well, my first instinct was a gorilla because it's my favorite animal.
Okay. Park gorilla.
Lowlands gorilla and a giraffe.
Nice. Okay, now, is it a gorilla with just a giraffe neck and head? Because that's terrifying.
Yeah. The long neck and the gorilla head's up there, but the really nice hands and the really, because they're really
muscular
gentle.
Body.
Yeah,
because you can't be like
they're vegetarians.
Giraffe body and then like centaur, gorilla body. Like
no, we'll just put the gorilla
weird.
Head up high.
And so it's really just the giraffe's neck and nothing else.
Long neck, razorback
the spots
gorilla.
And the tail with the. The fringe on the tail.
Oh, the little okay. Giraffe tail.
Yeah, giraffe tail.
Looks like a paintbrush or a fork or
yes.
Something. Right.
Nice.
Wow. That one came out of the blue.
Good one.
Okay, what, in your opinion, is the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
Well, I don't really go to them much, so I'm just going to pick the ballpark market because it's next to that. Are you suspicious of neon massage parlors? I'm a little suspicious.
I'm sure they're nice on the inside.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I go to a professional that my wife sends me to.
Yeah, I mean, I studied it. There was nothing to do with any neon.
Right, there was no neon in
There's
the office.
There's no
at
neon.
All. No. It was kind of clinical, like a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Gosh, why does neon make it sleazy?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But
it does.
Because,
I'm not disagreeing.
Because it's more like, like how nature's healing. It's just a little different. It's like going back to like no stuff, no man stuff.
Mm. You know, right, like the moment you start electrifying gases, yeah. It means that something shady's going on.
Well, it may not, but
the neon means it's
but
possible.
But it's like think about when you just get when you want to go and just get to a source, and you know, like where people try to go with meditation and stuff. It's usually. You know, the mountains, the ocean, it's nature. Mm-hmm. And I think, at least, that's my opinion. It, with healing body work, it's about going to that place inside yourself. Mm. That's not really all this stuff or knowledge, or it's really nothing that's out here. I don't know.
No, you're right. You're right.
But it's weird when you go to a massage thing because you're like, normally people don't touch you that much, and then suddenly they touch you everywhere.
Yeah, but if they studied well, it's a very beautiful thing.
Right. Now, I've always had a good experience when I've done that, but it's weird because nobody ever touches me that much. Yeah. And then suddenly I'm being touched a lot.
Yeah.
Foreign.
Yeah.
Strange.
But you get used to it real quick, but like it's weird how that wall goes down, and and you're like, okay, so I just get touched a lot here. It's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, each there's so many different like styles of healing massage, like from every culture, and each one's been, I mean, it's like acupuncture. Or,
I had that hot rock one, and I passed out, like I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
Yeah,
yeah. You went deep within.
Yeah, I put hot rocks on my back after being massaged or something.
Yeah,
and I just fell asleep.
So each form, it's almost like a style of music. You know, there's. there's country music, there's jazz, there's rock. Mm-hmm. There's different styles of body work, too. And the people that develop the as a healing art, you know, they put a lot of study into it and practice and developed a form. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell. I've tried a few different masseuses, and they were all different. Yeah, and I remember, like, one guy was like, no, you too much. And, like, you know. And then the one my wife sends me to, she's perfect. Like, yeah. Like, and then she'll just concentrate on one portion or whatever. But she doesn't do the hot rocks and all that stuff, you know. So I never pass out during that one. Occasionally when I get back.
Did you feel good when you woke up from the sleep?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago, but yeah, I remember that rock massage was the one where I was like, whoa, what happened? You fell asleep.
Nice.
Yeah. It's almost like getting my colonoscopy, but way better. But the whole waking up part. All right, let's get to some rapid fire. What do you say, Rick?
Yes, rapid fire.
All right, okay. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Ooh, Elvis girl. I wasn't expecting that. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Oh, nice!
Trekkie Elvis.
I love it when we get a Trek.
And which would you prefer, Star Trek or Elvis?
Only one can exist.
Elvis.
Just going Elvis. All the way.
He was in the bathroom. He was in the other room.
Uh-huh. And you went to the show.
We talked about him, yeah. So he's on my mind.
But I'm a huge Trek fan, too.
Love live long
she's,
and prosper.
She's throwing the Spock sign.
Woo!
All right. Rapid fire. Weed or alcohol?
Neither.
Neither.
That's not anymore.
It. That's a good answer, too. Rick?
Pizza or burgers?
Pizza.
Nice.
Beat up or arrested?
What was that?
Would you prefer to be beat up or arrested?
Oh, arrested.
Okay.
I might even like it, if depending on that where the handcuffs are going to go.
Oh. Hey, now.
In fact, let me just jot that down here in my little to-do book.
Well, Rick, I'm blushing. You go.
Circumcised or not?
It doesn't matter.
Nice. Okay.
A lot of C answers on this rapid fire. Dang, I'm running a blank.
Oh, would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Space.
Nice.
Very good. Yeah. What do you think, Rick? Should we tally it up?
Oh, is there any other one?
It's a good rapid fire.
Okay.
Let's talk about circumcision.
Would you rather be a deadhead or a juggalo?
Is that the insane clown posse?
Yes.
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 A deadhead.
Okay. I thought so.
I went to one dead show.
Oh, wow. I would think that you'd been to a lot of dead shows. I don't know why.
One.
Wow. Okay, cool.
It was enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that.
It's like eating a lot of frosting. Like I only
But I love Jerry Garcia. I love his art, and I love reading interviews with him, and I think he was a really cool man. They say he was really nice and really like generous as a musician, you know.
Kind of far out but down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
And I also heard that at his like memorial, mm-hmm. when all of his women were there, and they spoke about him. The one would say, "Well, he said this to me." Well, they all said, "Well, he said that same thing to me." Oh, so yeah. He didn't really have his like women lines down very good.
Mm. You only have to have one or two good women lines, and then you just use them over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. But he got told on at the end. But he was cool.
Right after that funeral, all those women felt more special.
Exactly.
That's sad. I'm so sorry for those poor girls.
And Jerry didn't care because he's
dead.
Even he was grateful. All right, Robin, I think you did pretty good. Let's check out the computer here. Let's see. You got 8,642.87. That's very good.
Nice.
That is very good. And so... by doing so, you win a Nowhere Nevada soundtrack and DVD.
Awesome.
I don't know if you have a DVD player, but...
I think I can play it on my computer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always wanted to see that.
Yeah, and you were friends with Marianne, who wrote the movie. So that's really cool that you can finally see what she wrote and did.
I didn't get a chance to know her very well.
But I remember you being around in those days, yeah. Yeah. Back, so. I wasn't sure, I don't know. It's hard to remember all the details, you know.
She was a very cool lady.
Agreed.
We only had a couple of conversations, but one of them was about the Catholic Church.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
Well, because I'm a little bit older than she is, but, you know, I'm not Catholic, but, and I don't even know if she was, but she was an informed, educated lady.
They're usually recovering Catholic, yeah.
But we talked about when I was a little girl and I went to church with my friends, we had to wear a little thing on our head, like a doily.
Yes, that was a big deal back in the day.
And she pointed out that, you know, after Vatican II, that changed, and you didn't have to do that anymore.
Oh.
But
a lot of things.
We didn't have a lot of conversations, but that was one of them.
Man, she was, she knew a lot about everything.
She knew a lot about everything.
She read so much and just was so smart. And like that made her a great bartender because she would talk to anybody. And it made her a great receptionist at the Granny's because she could, whether it was Dr. Dre or, you know, the local band checking in or whatever, she was
She was cosmic.
Yeah, she just had that great energy and excitement. And anyway, she was excited about the things she was doing as well. And she wrote that movie, Nowhere Nevada. And we're super proud of it. And it's the 10-year anniversary of the year we won our award from the San Francisco International Film Fest or whatever it was called. And August 17th was that date. So I'm kind of trying to shoot for a screening in a band or some bands in a screening.
That would be so rad.
To commemorate the 10-year anniversary of that.
So you took her script and made this all happen?
Well, not exactly. I had her script, and Dave Richards was going to film school and he told me, you know, he was looking to make a movie and stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, that's exciting. Did you know Marianne wrote a script? No. So I let him read it. And then it's a whole story of what happened after that. But it eventually got made.
There's always rewrites.
Years.
I mean, any movie made ever, there's like one guy writes it, then another guy writes it, then another guy writes it, then somebody else writes
it. There was two sessions of rewrites on what Marianne had done. And she had done like two episodes, or not two episodes, two drafts. That's what it's called, I think. And so Dave went over it, and as the director of the film, he did put some of his own stuff into the movie. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it would be a collaboration between Marianne's and her script and her vision, and then what Dave added to, and the whole the other producers and Tyler, our director of photography, who's really smart about and knew probably the most about making a movie. And so these are the people who formed what we got in the end.
And everybody in Reno helped.
Yeah, so, like 100 people from all over Northern Nevada helped this.
Tom Gordon did a bunch of stuff, did all the, like, his studio did all the Foley work and all the sound stuff, right?
Yeah.
And a bunch of other things. I got more than half of the music in the movie was recorded in my bedroom.
Yeah. So here at Dogwater Studios, a lot of it. Yeah. And then it was stuff like, you know, we had the Atomics in there, the Gunshot Liquors in it and on it. Not Bill Goldie. I got to play Bill in the movie since he couldn't be there. So little spoiler, but I won't spoil any more of it for you. Or you folks out there, if you want to see it, just go to if you have the Roku, you can go on Roku and search on the main page, not the Roku channel, but if you have a Roku and in your main page, just search for Nowhere Nevada. It'll pop right up.
Cool.
It has hella commercials. So Robin, you don't have that problem. You have the DVDs.
That's so cool.
And anybody else wants the DVD, you just have to start a band and be on our show.
Yeah. Or hit us up, you know. Hit us up out and about. Also, I was thinking about this over the break. Like, you guys, if I rarely go out, but when I'm out with my bands or whatever, I would love if you listen to the show, come right on up to me and say, hey, dude, I listen to your show and I would love to meet you. And the last time it happened, it really made my day. And I'm like, oh, I want that to happen. Well, I'll just ask the listeners to do that. So here I am asking you guys, come say hi to me. Let me know that you listen, because that makes me feel good. And I can let these guys know, Rick and everybody, hey, so-and-so stopped and said they like the show. So also, if you want to contribute some money to the show.
Oh, yeah.
How do they do that, Rick?
You go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. And if you give $5 or more a month, then we give you the Patreon show. And you get an extra little 5-minute show with an extra song every week from every band that's only for the special people who give us a little bit of cash.
Can you make a one-time contribution?
Absolutely. You can do anything you want on Patreon. And it's patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Awesome.
Woo!
Right on, Robin. So I will say goodbye to everybody, and you have a closer song for us after that?
I got a closer.
Sweet.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Well, for everybody who couldn't be here and for our team in, that behind the scenes, like Lord Strice and Reverend Rory, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short, and me and Dogwater Dick sure love you. Thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Trouble comes rolling in, 300,000 tons of topsoil, whipped up by the wind. Can't see your mama or a dime in your pocket. You've been good, you've been honest. Same old story about Abel and Cain, you get a dust bowl blizzard. When you pray for rain, pray for rain. Oklahoma, headed to San Joaquin. They're gonna make it, you know they will. Fruit picker, factory worker, military man. Can't see your mama or a dime in your pocket. You've been good, you've been honest. Same old story about Abel and Cain, get a dust bowl blizzard. When you pray for rain, pray for rain. Oh, Tulsa, oh, Tulsa. 100 miles an hour, darkness blows. Why we ever stripped the prairie, God only knows. Call me okay, or work me hard. Treat me like the dirt where I come from. Can't see my mama or a dime in my pocket. I've been good, I've been honest. Same old story about Abel and Cain. Get a dust bowl blizzard. When you pray for rain, pray for rain.
Nothing is left to the imagination.
Duck was Hollywood Studios.
That was one kick I hadn't experienced yet.
Yeah.